Leaders.
Sovereignty and security. Chagos theory. Britain should not hand the Chagos Islands to Mauritius.
The Chagos Islands are the site of one of the shabbier episodes from the period when Britain gave up its empire. Their 1,500 or so inhabitants, the Chagotians, were forcibly expelled in the 1960s and 1970s to make way for an American military base on the atoll of Diego Garcia. British authorities blocked families returning from trips, cut off the supply of teachers and doctors, gassed the islanders' dogs, and eventually deported anyone still left. The British government, unsurprisingly, wants to draw a line under that sorry history. On October 3rd, it announced plans to cede sovereignty over the islands to Mauritius. But the deal is a mistake. It mishandles Britain's historical obligations and the West's future military needs in favour of a debatable territorial claim. A proper reckoning would start with the Chagosians themselves. Initially, they were deported to Mauritius and the Seychelles, where they faced poverty and racism. Britain eventually offered them citizenship. Today, many live in Crawley, near Gatwick Airport. Little attempt has been made to formally canvass Chagosian opinion, but Peter Lamb, the local MP, says he hasn't heard a single voice in favour of Mauritian sovereignty. Mauritius itself has suggested that only Chagosians with Mauritian passports will be able to resettle, locking out those now in Britain or the Seychelles. Some Chagosians in Mauritius may well support the deal, but knowing for sure is impossible. Mauritius has criminalised questioning its claim to sovereignty over the islands. This saga began by disregarding the wishes of Chagosians. It looks set to end that way too. Mauritius's case is hardly watertight. The crux of its claim is a non-binding opinion by the International Court of Justice, or ICJ, saying that Britain violated international law in separating the Chagos Islands from Mauritius before its own independence. That principle may be sound in general, but it is weak in this instance. Britain administered the territories together between 1903 and 1965, but they share no other history. Backers of the deal in Britain say the status of the Chagos Islands was becoming a diplomatic headache. America was worried that the ICJ could one day issue a binding ruling, throwing the future of the base on Diego Garcia into doubt. But a binding decision would require Britain to agree to ICJ adjudication. Britain's blanket ICJ consent does not apply to current or former Commonwealth members like Mauritius. As for the argument that ceding the islands will help win over the Global South to worthy causes such as backing Ukraine, that requires a heroically naive belief in soft power. Giving away sovereignty over Diego Garcia is a bigger risk. The base will remain in British hands and under American control for the term of a 99-year lease struck with Mauritius. America would not have signed off on the agreement without safeguards against immediate threats of espionage. But Diego Garcia will be hostage to the whims of future Mauritian governments. Though far from a Chinese proxy, Mauritius has substantial trade links with China. It also is an ally of India, whose foreign policy could diverge materially from the West's in the coming decades. Britain's experience with Hong Kong, where China has flagrantly disregarded its post-handover treaty commitments, should give some pause. At a minimum, Britain should use its remaining leverage, like the payments it's agreed to make to Mauritius, to guarantee resettlement rights on the islands for non-Mauritian Chagosians and to firm up guardrails against interference with Diego Garcia. Better still would be for members of Britain's Parliament to vote against this deal and push instead for a settlement that would maintain sovereignty over Diego Garcia and lay the ground for a referendum among the Chagosians on the future of the other islands. This agreement manages to worsen the West's military position while compounding a colonial era wrong. Britain should think again.